Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I'm here today with Sean O'Brien.
Greg, it's good to be back, buddy.
Good to have you here, man.
Haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah. Got a new haircut. Cut it pretty short.
Look, this is what we do, guys. Summertime, which oddly today in the St. Louis is not summertime weather. It's like 48 degrees this morning.
It's a little cool.
Not having it. Yeah. So yeah, right around mid-May, I just let it go. My hair. See, what I want is, man, I want like
That's thick. Not letting it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
You're right. That's
Tim,
how
you
I
make
know.
A good point. It's the opposite.
It's the opposite
of letting it go.
That's good. Let
that,
it go.
That took 14 seconds for me to flub there. That's about on par, guys.
Go ahead. So you cut it. It looks great.
Yeah, but in my head, like I'm gonna grow it out. I'm gonna get this like thick, kind of curly Bradley Cooper in The Hangover look. That's what I see in my head.
Really?
And the lady who cuts my hair, she's like, "That's never happening. You have like a Jack Nicholson anger management hair spray where it just shoots out." So it's just either have thin hair, keep it going, or keep it short.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. So I hope I look hot like I did 15 years ago.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks good, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys should showcase your.
At first, you walked in and I was like, how did Greg get Bradley Cooper to do our podcast?
I know.
I was real impressed.
Ringer,
I was like, Nate Land is coming through.
I like his hair. I like his hair in certain movies. I think he has good hair. Yeah. So.
Also with Tim Convey.
Hey, good to see you.
I should introduce you. Speaking of Nate Land, by the way.
Let me stop you right there. I mean, I was going to go with the bigger thing, which is I'm wearing my Otis hat today.
Oh, yeah. It looks great, man. Yeah, that's great. It looks really good.
Thank you.
Nate.
Go ahead.
Nate has a movie coming out.
Yeah.
He's shooting a movie. There's a lot to talk about on that. But from what I understand, he's getting in shape for this thing. He's going to. He's slimming down. He's getting in shape. He's really going to let himself go.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's how I would have said it too.
Oh, that's great. Starring opposite, we just found out, the one and only Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore from, my favorite movie. And the movie that we've probably discussed more on this podcast than any other film.
Right? More of Mandy Moore.
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember.
Yeah.
I don't think we have talked about it. I shared a moment with Mandy Moore many, many years ago in the lobby of MTV in Times Square. She was just nothing but a singer at that point.
Yeah.
And she shot me a look, and I'll never forget that look. And then people around were like, "Did Mandy Moore just shoot you a look?" I'm like, "Yeah, I think she did." It's a magical moment.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've both gone on a great thing. She was in A Walk to Remember. I'm on The Consumers. Yeah. Things are pretty good.
I think so.
But I mean, Nate's in a movie with her. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Speaking of Nate and Nate Land, this is a big week. Greg's new special comes out this week. It is Friday at 10 a.m. on the Nate Land YouTube channel. 10 a.m. is that central?
I believe it's 10 a.m. Eastern.
10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is, of course, Sean, 9 a.m. Central Time. But wherever you are, if you are a Consumers fan, if you are a member of the Coterie, if you hate that name, whoever you are, if you care about Greg, the Consumers, Nate Land, et cetera, watch that special. Certainly watch it over the weekend. But if you can, it is helpful to the algorithm, to the number of people that see it, if you watch it kind of sooner than later.
Yeah.
So if you're able to that morning, at least that day, get on there. It's a big deal. The special is called The Champ. Again, on YouTube, Nate Land's channel. And it is fantastic. Sean and I were both there. I've mentioned this before, and people keep talking about it, how warm that audience was. But beyond that, great material.
I don't know there is anything beyond that.
Some of Greg's best. No, you did your part.
I did a little part of it, but Tim opened the show up.
I set the table, as they say.
Yeah.
And it was exquisitely set. But it's a fantastic special. It looks great. The jokes are fantastic. If you're into what we do here on this podcast, you're absolutely going to be into that special. So Friday morning, mark your calendars, watch it, and share it with everybody you can. Just share that thing like crazy on YouTube.
Thanks, buddy. I'm going to be in the live chat on Friday at 10. You know, there's a live sort of chat going on around the special. So I'll be in there. And, maybe Sean will be in there too.
I might jump in there.
Yeah.
I might have some things to say.
What'd you say it was? 9 a.m. Central? Sean's not going to make it.
Yeah, that's he can get up at certain times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky. That's a big ask.
Got a better shot of Bradley Cooper being in that chat.
Very much better shot.
Yeah.
I'm looking for. I forgot about the chat thing. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to
Yeah, and you did that on the last one, right? Where you just people fire away with
Yeah. Everybody was pretty nice.
Yeah, I would if they're like, I gotta watch this thing within the hour it comes out, chances are they're already a fan. So it's gonna be friendly stuff. I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's gonna be great.
I'm asking Sean to be in it. But I'm gonna give him a gift right now.
What's this?
What do we come down on, Sean? Well, that's not gonna narrow it down.
Oh, I already know. It's great.
Do you?
Boy, I don't know.
I think so.
Go ahead, what's your guess?
A roll of Lifesavers?
No.
Oh.
Good luck finding them.
Yeah, well.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, the coterie has found them.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But what do we come down on him a lot for when we're on the road?
Driving slow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, I know.
We hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, I take it.
I got popped Sunday in Iowa. It's my second speeding ticket in Iowa.
Tim was there for the first
speeding ticket in Iowa several years ago, by the way. And I got hit.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
Speeding.
Mm-hmm. Right. How bad?
Yeah. Just give us the numbers.
Bad. Yeah.
How bad?
So that means he definitely was going over 20 the limit. 100% he was over 20.
I bet he was, the way he's saying it. Yeah.
In fact, now he might be over 30, but now I'm getting a little nervous because that's a borderline of jailable offense.
Do you have a court date?
I can just pay a ticket.
Okay.
The guy gave me a little leeway, I think.
What was the speed limit?
Speed limit was 65.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were doing
89.
I'm not a maniac. I was, the ticket said I was doing 86.
He was doing 90 at least.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, he shaved you what? So 2 miles?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I was doing, So it's,
buddy.
You're right. I need to shape up. I need to, I can't believe I'm saying this. I need to act a little bit more like Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying it, man. 10. Usually you're safe at 10 over or less, man.
I was, you know what I was doing in all defense?
Okay.
There is no defense. Okay. But I was listening to the Lifesavers episode. Mm. Of the consumer and trying to figure out what clip to pull. And I was completely not paying attention. He pulled me over. He's like, you know why I pulled you over? He's like, I'm going to guess that it was speeding. He goes, you guess? I'm like, I wasn't paying attention. Do you know how fast you're going? I was like, I don't. But it was probably pretty fast, you know? He hit me.
Oof. Yeah. So he was kind of a jerk?
No.
Oh,
He wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I deserve to be.
Man.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a speeding ticket anywhere since the one that I was there for in Iowa?
I don't think so.
Man, Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, you start kind of, after like 15, it's hard to keep score. You're like, I don't know. You're like, I got pulled over 3 months ago for a seatbelt violation. But then they can take, you know, he doesn't know. No, I should have given him a hard time because it does stink getting one. But in a way, I'm kind of glad just because I think this is going to help him down the road.
Learn a lesson.
I think there's maybe a lesson because he's going to get, I mean, well, we do have Jay. He can call Jay and maybe get some wiggle room. We got our attorney, Jay.
The consumer's attorney,
Jay Kanzler.
Yeah.
So maybe he can get, plead down to a non-moving violation, but
I don't know that fast if you can.
Yeah. In different states, I'm not even sure if the points on your license, that might just be in Missouri. So you might be fine. You might just be fine to pay it and move on with your life.
Not insurance wise, you're not.
Oh, yeah, insurance, they're going to say anybody.
Oh, okay. then yeah, you're going to need somebody.
My brother will probably drop me.
Oh, yeah.
Brother's got to sit down, have another talk with him.
Your brother,
again?
He's so honest about stuff. Like, you call, he's like, oh, man, this is not going to be good. He goes, I'll tell you, it's bad. Like, he's real. He never tries to sugarcoat. He never tells you everything is going to be okay, which is, you want that. You want him to be honest. Yeah. Runs in the Warren family.
What are you talking about,
you guys are, you know how much
I sugarcoat on this podcast?
I don't think that's true.
You know, I'm always encouraging you guys with your acts and stuff like that. Trying to tell you how great you did.
Real uplifting.
Feel real good after doing a 25-minute set. Greg's like, what was that? What are you talking about? Why do you say that? What does that mean? Why are you talking up there is the question.
It's not
just
true.
Go up there and hum.
It's not true.
I'm sorry about the ticket, buddy. It does stink. It is a bummer. But, I mean, he was due, and that's all right. I think he's going to be better. I think this is going to help him.
You know? Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
He's
going to pay $600 and have a nice day.
Yeah. One every few years is totally fine. Right. I'll be honest. I thought I was getting one today, 10 minutes ago on the way here.
Really?
Yeah. I was going a little quick, and then I definitely ran a stop sign pretty bad, and there was a guy, look back, cop right behind. But I'm going to say, like, he had better things to do.
Oh, so stop sign?
Cruised right by me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certain areas of St. Louis, they got more on their mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bigger news. Bigger news than my special. Bigger news than, pretty much everything.
Yeah,
bigger news than the podcast and my speeding ticket. We just find out, as we're setting up the podcast, Randy joined a band.
Mm. I don't think he wanted to get into it.
Yeah, he said...
Oh, no?
You'd like to keep this...
Early some, stages. Legal matters with Greg Allman, I bet.
They're courting.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much legal matters with Greg Allman. It's a very early stages.
Okay.
And it's a Stevie Nicks tribute band.
Oh, great.
Exclusively Stevie Nicks and not Fleetwood Mac?
Exclusively Stevie Nicks, not Fleetwood Mac. Maybe. Oh, we do a few actually Fleetwood Mac songs, but yeah, Stevie Nicks, dog. Stevie Nicks.
And then...
that is so interesting.
I assume there's a female band member.
No.
It's just me and Greg Allman, dude. You know how we go.
Randy in a wig.
Yeah. His voice. They're called Steve Nicks.
Steven Nicks.
It's just dudes doing it. That's crazy. Because are there people out there that are like, don't care for Fleetwood Mac, but man, I love Stevie Nicks.
And there's the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, I was very surprised.
Yeah, love Fleetwood Mac, don't like Stevie Nicks, and that band is called Nicks the Nicks.
That I think is more common. Oh, that's great, man. You're playing bass, I assume.
Yeah, I'm playing bass. It's
Randy
gonna be a lot of fun.
Bass.
Randy played bass, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, man. We got gigs booked. It's going pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it.
How many gigs are booked?
Yeah, we got two booked already, July and August.
Cool. All right, man.
Well, I mean, here's what you do, okay, Randy?
Okay.
Prior to the podcast, you send something to Sean O'Brien. He's our gig announcement guy.
Sure, send it over.
And he'll plug it for you.
Well, thanks very much, man. I appreciate that. When we get a little closer to gig time, I will do that. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I need to warn you, he's going to be about 3 days off on the date, and it's not going to be in the right town, but he'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, you'll get the gist of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Alabama, Arkansas, whatever. Some states it starts with
an A. He's going to say that you're an Alabama tribute band.
Yeah. It's also very positive, as he was.
It's an Alabama tribute band.
Nickstown, Missouri.
And it's all the guys that don't have beards.
How many pieces band?
As of right now, we are a 1, 2, 3, 4 piece band. Looking to maybe add something in a little while. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Anybody
man.
In the band with the last name Allman?
Not as of this moment, but okay. I am efforting an Allman really, really hard.
Okay. Outstanding.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. This is good, man.
Man, if Sean used the word efforting, he would have gotten his head chopped off. And Randy does it. And we're just like,
yeah.
No, man, he's, I mean, by the way, and I'm sure you'll get to it in the comments, but some people, thrilled that the word of the week came back
last episode. Man.
And pretty angry with you that you missed an episode.
Yeah, I took a beating.
Yeah.
Didn't have it on Troy.
No, you had it on
or
Troy.
Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Are you sure? No, you didn't have it on
no,
Troy.
No, I didn't have it on Troy.
Did not have it on
Did
Troy.
Did not have it on Troy.
Brought it back for the Lifesavers.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think it was, like I said, I think it was all poison, man. My head was all shaking out. You know, the Pepto bit and the toothpaste test. On the peanut butter, man. And sunburned. And it was a lot going on, man. Yeah, people, I had a couple messages where like, hey, man, you took that like a champ. He goes, that was messed up. Well, I don't know why you're always the victim.
Really?
So, not going to say it. But one person stuck up for me.
Trying to make you the victim on that Pepto taste. It was a bit I was running, and it just, something got lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something got lost. I was not, honestly, was not being like, let's no, get know, Sean just, on this, you know?
Just, yeah. I'm laughing about it.
Sometimes me. I it's... do, but that time I was not.
Yeah.
Should we get to the brand?
Real quickly, I'd like to thank all the, we had a handful of consumers, listeners who came out to Can You Feel the Punk tonight?
Yeah,
Timmy. Let's talk about your show.
Great.
Let's talk about your show.
Sure. Yeah, we did 2 shows at the pageant. It was awesome.
The brand this week is some cool pictures.
Super fun. All these kids come out. It's so many kids' first concert, and it's just really, really fun. We had a great time. And yeah, looking forward to more. But I know some consumers, listeners were there, which I appreciate. Members of the coterie, if you will, which I'm grateful for. And yeah, then we just announced in August we're doing Chesterfield here in town, and then
the factory.
No. The Chesterfield Amphitheater.
Oh, wow.
August 8th, and then August 9th, we're in Chicago. August 10th, Madison, Wisconsin. So it's fun.
That's great, a big weekend.
Great first show for kids. Lots of singing along. We do, you know, people, lots of characters on stage, and it's real, real fun. So yeah, we had a great time. I'm glad we took a few days because I had no voice for the last 48 hours and just came back.
Got it.
What's the solution there, man? You have to drink certain tea or something like that?
Yeah,
that's all it is, man. Just stop talking. That'd be tough for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
That'd be real tough.
I could see that.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Well, that's awesome, man.
Heather would really be all for it, I bet.
Yeah. Drive her crazy. So I had a big Golden Tee tournament this weekend. God forbid we talk about that.
God forbid
anyone wants to talk Golden Tee in this show. It's why people listen to this thing. They're like, what's going on with the Golden Tee?
Sean, who's a very, very capable Golden Tee player.
Very good player.
They had a big, like, sort of regional championship here.
They do tournaments. And oddly, the St. Louis Funny Bone hosts these golden, once a year, hosts a Golden Tee tournament. So they clear out 80% of the chairs. They bring in 35, 40 of these Golden Tee machines. Guys fly in from all over the country, and we play these tournament style games.
How'd you
do? And they're great guys.
You did well, from what I hear.
I did better than I anticipated. I got, like,
140, about let's call it 150. What place were you out of 150?
It was like around like 38 to 40th.
Pretty
roughly.
Good.
It's
kind
of tricky because there's different brackets. There's a gold and a silver, and so.
Would you?
But
say
I played well.
Are the best Golden Tee players in the country in St. Louis for that?
St. Peter's,
some
moved, right?
Yeah, there were in St. Peter's. There's still some good players out there. Houston.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, this past weekend were the best Golden Tee players in the country in St. Louis.
I would say no. I would say either Ohio, like Cleveland area, or Houston.
But they didn't show up to this thing.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not making myself clear.
No, I got you.
Was it the biggest tournament? Like, well,
did any of the big players in the country show up this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought you were asking, like, St. Louis the best scene for Golden Tee?
No, but the guys who were best in the country were in town this weekend.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. Yeah, the best players were there. Maybe one or two weren't there, but yeah, overall, the vast majority of best players, and like one of the best players won. So,
that's really?
Great.
What's his name?
Andy Haas.
Any of these guys
definitely got, a guy you don't want to play because you could and you'll learn a lot. So,
any of these guys got nicknames?
Yeah, you got your screen nickname.
Oh, okay. That's but they don't, you know, there's nobody like Fast Fingers Haas or somebody like that, or, you know?
I hope not, man. Yeah, okay. They probably wouldn't talk to him. So, you want to know my screen name?
Yeah.
It's real unoriginal. It's Rochester.
Oh, Rochester.
That's good.
Not funny. Nothing going on. People are like, why is it called that? I'm like,
obviously.
That's where I'm from. And they're like, all right. And then they just don't talk to me.
I thought it was the character on the Jack Benny show.
Rochester?
Rochester was like the butler, I think, on the Jack Benny radio program show.
Oh, wow. Going way back.
Way back. Yeah.
So There you go. I got my gold teeth plugs.
That's great, buddy.
I know. I can tell people are excited about it.
30 something. That's huge. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, it's fun. So
running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix. Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
All right, should we talk chicken or what?
So yeah, much. The brand this week is KFC, formerly known as Kentucky Fried Chicken. Who's the central figure in this?
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders, Harlan Sanders, born 1890 in Henryville, Indiana. His dad died when Harlan was very young. His mom worked at a canning facility.
He's from, not even from the South then.
I mean, Indiana borders Kentucky.
Oh, way down. Southern Indiana.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Louisville is right across from Indiana.
Right.
Yeah. So I have a feeling Henryville was close to Kentucky. Okay. I don't know that for sure. Since his mom worked and he was the oldest child, at age 7, he was taught how to cook. Mm. And he basically like cooked for the family when he was a kid. And I saw this quote that said he was skilled with breads and vegetables and improving with meat.
Mm.
That's a tough critic right there.
Yeah.
It's like
on a 7-year-old.
Yeah, on a 7-year-old. Like, Harlan, this corn is good. And bread's pretty good. This meat tastes like a 5-year-old made it. You're 7 years old.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah.
You know?
The stakes are high on meat, too. That's not something I would trust a child to do.
No.
Right?
You're right, man. I mean, you could dry it out, overcook.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Or undercook, more importantly.
Especially if you're talking about chicken.
Right.
It's one of my favorite things. My brother, Matt, used to do with my mom when he was grilling, and he would make chicken. He's like, who wants their chicken rare or
mid-rare?
And my mom would like kind of always fall for it. She'd be like, nobody, you're not supposed to have.
Yeah. A little pick in the center. Yeah, you know, just enough said salmonella.
Mom,
just
how do you enough. Like your chicken? Done. I want it done. I want it. Yeah. And I also need to say, you know, this podcast was sort of born out of a segment I did on Bob and Tom and continue to do on Bob and Tom called The Warren Report. And I try, for the most part, not to duplicate anything on this podcast that I did on the Bob and Tom Warren Report. However, I did KFC. I think it was like the second one I did or the third one I did. And it was just so fun that I was like, I want to do that on here. So if anybody's like, hey, I've heard some of this before, you have. But I think some of the people that are not regular Bob and Tom listeners deserve to hear some of these facts.
Yeah. Plus, you're getting a lot more on this one anyways. So
yes.
You're just getting the highlights on the Bob and Tom. You're getting
a little more time devoted here. I mean,
we've got heavy hitters in here.
And yeah, I've tried to switch the Bob and Tom now to more of like non-branded thing.
Oh.
Like I did Monster Trucks this week, the history of Monster Trucks, whereas we are focusing on more brands here. Every now and then I'll do a brand on Bob and Tom.
Yeah. Know.
Mix it up. So Harlan's mom got married to some guy who was not a very good stepfather, didn't really care for children, and he left home at 13. He had a crazy life. He joined the army at 16 by falsifying some documents. Worked on the railroad. He sold insurance. He worked on a ferry boat. He, I think, owned or worked at a lamp company. I'm pretty sure it's true. I couldn't find a lot on it, but he was a lawyer at one point, and he got in a fist fight with his own client in court, and they disbarred him.
No way.
Yeah. He's a fiery guy. At one point, He bought a gas station, or it was a Shell Oil gas station, and he started serving a little bit of food there from his experiences as a child, and kind of converted it into a restaurant. This was in Corbin, Kentucky.
Mm.
I think North Corbin, Kentucky, just at the foot of the Appalachian Mountains.
Not South Corbin, man. We don't.
No.
Can you imagine trying to?
You don't mess with those.
You
people.
Know, you can't sell chicken. I think there's some railroad tracks there, and that's just the everybody knows. Nobody south of the railroad tracks are buying chicken.
Yep. Yeah. So you go to North Corbin.
North Corbin. Good job.
Basic economics.
Yeah. Yeah. he bought the gas station across the street. It was called Pure Oil. Apparently, it was just a little better location for travelers going through. Mm. It had better visibility. And he made that into a bigger restaurant, and he put a hotel there too. And he began to start frying chicken. He felt that there was something missing with chicken. Pan frying chicken takes a while, and that's the best chicken back then. Mm. If you pan fry chicken, it's going to take you like 45 minutes. Deep frying chicken, very, very fast, but dries out the chicken, according to Colonel Sanders. And then these pressure cookers started popping up. They were mostly for steaming vegetables. And he's like, what if we sort of converted that thing into a pressure fryer? And that's how he came up with Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No kidding.
Yeah, he started screwing around with this pressure fryer, developed a method that, you know, could make it quicker, make it faster than the pan frying, but also preserve that juiciness and didn't dry it out. The thing started going well at the old gas station.
Duncan, let me jump in. What is his age at this point?
Man,
do we have any idea? I just tried because he owned like 9 things by the time he was 13.
I think he's in his mid-40s at this point.
At this point, he's in mid-40s.
Mid-40s.
Real Catch Me If You Can type of guy. What was that guy's name?
Oh, the con artist?
Yeah, Leo played
Leo
him.
DiCaprio.
That's based on a real thing.
Yeah, his neck guy's name is...
DiCaprio. What's his name?
Henry?
I can't think of it.
Yeah.
Antonelli.
And then he worked for the government.
He did.
Is it Paul Agnew.
Sure.
Frank Abagnale. Like 9 jobs.
You're right.
And then what happened to him? So let's see what happens to the old colonel.
But he was like, all of his jobs were illegal.
He was a con artist, Sean.
Yeah. I know. Well, you just say he falsified documents to...
That's a good point.
You know, so you already
the army. Okay.
Well, I will say, if you have to falsify anything, that's... You're doing it for a good thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't really give the guy...
Yeah, you're doing it for a good thing to kill people.
Yeah, shoot them and throw grenades at them.
Yeah. So the business started doing well. Duncan Hines wrote a review. Do you guys, I think I've mentioned on this podcast, Duncan Hines, a brand that I sold, a cake mix, baking mix brand, was named after a guy that was a real guy.
Duncan.
As opposed to Betty Crocker, who we've learned is just a fake amalgamation of a bunch of different attractive women in the office.
Yeah.
Okay. Duncan Hines was a real guy. He was a traveling sales guy, I think. And he started he wanted to just sort of write down like, I was in Kentucky and this was a pretty good restaurant.
Mm.
So he had a restaurant review guy. So Duncan wrote a review and I think it was positive. The business was very successful. The governor named him a Kentucky Colonel. So a Kentucky Colonel it's an honorific. It's like you're a goodwill ambassador of Kentucky culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And folklore and traditions and values.
Doesn't mean anything.
What's that?
Doesn't mean anything.
I mean, it means something.
Mm.
It means something, Tim. But to your point, it's not that hard to be a Kentucky colonel.
Right.
Governor Bashir made about 15,000 people a year a Kentucky colonel.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
15,000 a year. Okay.
Yeah.
It's if you're not a Kentucky colonel,
yeah,
it says more about you.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody's a colonel. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who are these people that are not the colonels? Let's see what they're doing wrong in life.
Yeah. I mean, I had a homeless guy approach me in Lexington and, I said, I gave him a couple bucks and he said, thanks. And I said, good luck, sir. And he said, please address me as Colonel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Colonel. To
you. Yeah, you show a little respect, man. Makes a little reverence.
Really, no need for me to pick on the homeless.
No,
what am I doing here?
Unhomed is what.
What are we doing here?
Yeah,
yeah, wasn't really friendly, but I still laughed at it.
Not your best.
1940. That's when he finalized the 11 herbs and spices that are so famous. The original recipe. He has let on that two of those herbs and spices are salt and pepper.
Huge.
Yes.
Huge.
And I'm not talking about the 80s rap group.
That's salt and pepper.
That's pepper.
Pepper. Yeah.
There is no pepper. It's pepper that's in this. Mm. And he's also said these are
Is Spinderella involved in the recipe?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. No. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not awesome. In my research. I did not find that.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I, he's also alluded that, you know, all of those 11 herbs and spices are sort of things that you would have in your cupboard.
Great.
There's not any kind of crazy, you know, rare herb or spice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe, I don't know, if you were going to say Spinderella, you could have gone with peaches and the guy that sang the Reunited, the band.
Oh, peaches and herb?
Yeah, peaches
and herb. Oh, I get herb. It. Yeah. Well, I was sticking with salt and pepper.
I like it.
The Spinderella's the DJ.
Oh! Okay.
In salt and pepper.
I got it.
Salt and pepper at a time was really three of them. Salt, pepper, and Spinderella. And they'd go, Spinderella's spinning up one time.
Okay.
Right. And then they just jam.
Yeah, they did.
One of the best shows I've seen. Spinderella no longer with the group. We'll save salt and pepper for a different episode, but I could talk quite a bit about salt and pepper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear it one day.
Yeah.
I would too. I'm really a
big
like
fan, but back to the Colonel.
Back to
the
chicken.
My joke was perfect, is what I'm trying to say.
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
And I apologize.
It's okay.
Yeah. Maybe we just take a right turn here and make this the salt and pepper.
I'm happy to do it.
No, let's stick with the Colonel.
Our story starts.
1953, or 1950, I'm sorry. I don't quite understand this. He was recommissioned as Colonel. So I don't know if maybe
he got decommissioned from an honorary office.
Maybe he did something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, probably finally falsified records.
This is when he started leaning into the Colonel thing and dressing up with the bolo tie and the uniform. It was black originally.
Awesome.
And then he made it white. You know why?
Why?
He wanted to hide the flour because he's in a restaurant business. He's making stuff.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So he really, really leaned into it. He kind of started referring to himself as Colonel Sanders. And I think the people that worked with him, like, were like, yeah, yeah. They were like joking around. And then like it wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how those things happen. 1955, some adversity hit. I-75 was built and it was going to bypass Corbin, Kentucky.
Mm.
So this is a hotel with a restaurant. It is catering to travelers and they ain't going there.
Mm-hmm.
So he sold it. He opened one in Shelbyville, Kentucky, and then he went on the road, just like we do.
Was he using the name already?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think he was. He went on the road, and he wanted to market his chicken concept. So what he would do is he'd have his pressure fryer in the back there, and I think his wife went with him, and they just traveled all over the U.S., and if he saw a restaurant that he thought, oh, this might be good, he'd go in there and he'd be like, hey, listen, let me make some chicken for your employees after the noon rush or late at night. If they love it, give me a few days to make it for your customers and let's see what they think of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he signed up restaurants this way. He's pretty picky about which restaurants he liked. And if they were like, yeah, let's do it, he'd give them the recipe and he'd teach them how to fry and they had to give him 4 cents a chicken.
Wow, for everything they sold.
4 cents a chicken.
How do you
and then it got to five
that?
Cents a chicken.
I guess he has the power of the Kentucky military behind him.
He does. Yeah. You're right. Good point.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you, I guess people do that stuff. And did he have to sell them a special kind of pressure cooker? Or
I don't know.
They just found it and started making it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think he, you know, I definitely know it was hands-on. Like he was like, hey, this is how you do it. If we're in this, this is how you do it. And he was like, he was all about quality.
You gotta love that time, man. You just can't pull. I don't think you could pull something like that today. Like if Greg and I just pull up, to a Cracker Barrel and be like, "Listen, we need to talk to a manager. We got some Yeti coolers,
yeah,
and we got some products,
yeah,
and we want to, you know, we think we can cook some stuff as good, if not better, And they're going to be like, you guys are psycho. Please leave the property.
Yeah.
Lifetime ban.
We can't even get them to listen to the consumers for free.
Mm.
Sean and I will go into a Bob Evans and be like, hey, can we talk to you about the consumers? And they'll say, beat it. And like, we're gonna buy some food. Like, we don't want you here.
Yeah. They're like, things are bad enough.
That's a cool time. He's basically going door to door to restaurants is what Greg's saying.
Yeah. It's a different time.
Which I'm sure was tough.
Show up and get your 4 to 5 cents of chicken and just press on down the road.
Can you see this maniac walking in a white uniform with a bolo tie?
I love it.
Maybe they were scared. Maybe they're like, man, just get through whatever this guy wants.
Or I think they're like, you know what? This guy's goofy enough. Let's do it. There's this guy, Pete Harmon, in Utah. He's got some restaurants that are doing pretty well. I think one in particular. And he's an early adapter to the Colonel. He was like, yeah, I'll try it. Chicken sales tripled. Pretty good deal.
Huge.
Right? Yeah, that's big. Imagine if we could triple our listeners on this podcast.
I'd love it.
Yeah. I don't know what we would do.
More herbs and spices, I think, is what we need.
That's what we need.
Yep.
That's what we need.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad. I mean, we're at 9, so what's the math on, Randy? 27 people. I mean, that's pretty
in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. We get over 30 in one.
I think
show.
if we have Sean start dressing up like the Colonel,
dude, I'll do it, man.
Yeah.
Somebody send me a wardrobe. I need a double XL, maybe even a triple.
You tell me there's a podcast where somebody does that. I don't care what it's about. I don't care what the topics are. I don't care the history of the people. I don't care if they have criminal records. I'm gonna watch that podcast.
Yep.
Next week. Well. We do it?
Next week?
Yeah.
If I give you some money to get a Colonel Sanders.
How about we just say maybe within a month or two?
Okay. All right.
I'm saying we just got a lot don't happen. Like, I don't want to make promises I can't keep.
Yeah, can you
don't
do an accent?
I doubted him on that Duncan Black card.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Can you do an accent?
I can, man.
Even a little bit? Nothing. You got nothing Southern in you?
My attempt is just, it's really bad.
I've never heard you do any accent at all of anything.
I do voices.
Do you do anything?
Well, I mean, I talk loud. That's pretty cool.
I understand that.
I got that going. Randy's into it, so I got that.
Can you do any type of accent whatsoever? You spent time. You spent time in Sweden, famously. Can you do any of that?
Can't do.
That might be sort of Muppet influenced.
No, it sounded like the real thing.
It did.
Yeah, exactly. That actually sounded like Isabel, the girl he used to date. So, that is her,
Sean. Yeah.
There's like the silly character we do at the funny boat, like out of like the quote, the guy who gets thrown out for laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll just do this funny. And he's like, apparently I was just laughing at the funny bone and those guys told me to get out of here.
No,
like,
sir, you threw
a drink at the comedian. Yeah. I was laughing.
Sir,
apparently you're not allowed to laugh at the funny bone.
We want you to laugh. We want you to laugh. But you brandished a knife.
I was laughing, having fun. The comedian was talking to me. I'm going to yelp it.
I was having a good, that's my laughing knife.
Yeah. Whatever that thing is, that's the closest to whatever.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
You're an idiot.
It's pretty good.
That is just such just an influence line that everyone says. I was laughing.
Yeah.
Apparently you can't laugh. And they always insert the name of the club. Apparently I can't laugh at the improv.
Yeah.
Okay. Do that again. Close your eyes, Tim.
Okay. Close.
All right. Yeah, and picture him in a white suit with a bolo tie.
And
sir,
action.
Sir, we're just going to need you to leave.
Apparently, I can't come in with my chicken. I'm trying to sell you guys some chicken. I ain't going to go here. I go to Bob Everett's.
Tim, what do you think?
I'm completely on board.
Okay. I can either talk like me or that. And that's good for about maybe 40 seconds.
People
are getting a little the fatigue. You can feel the fatigue. The listeners are just
not
getting
at all.
Randy,
not at all.
See
I
how,
can listen to it all day.
Apparently.
Randy, see how long it would take us to get that costume here. I'd like to get this going
today.
Sooner than later.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably a guy.
I was very
sad.
I'll
satisfying. Do it under one. There's going to be one request that we're going to do a blind taste test with you guys on some things that I'm going to create. So. And it won't be me.
He still thinks we were messing with him, and we were not. I was doing a bit.
Well, no, I don't. But it did come off that people actually felt bad for him.
Yeah. The Colonel. You think we're going to have the Colonel do a taste test? Not a chance.
Yeah, Colonel doesn't do a taste test.
You're going to start getting a lot of respect in here if you start wearing the white suit.
I think so.
Yeah, could be.
I think this is a good thing.
Yeah. So this guy, Pete Harmon in Utah, he tripled his business. And Pete, he came up with finger licking good. pretty good, right? He also, I guess, Sanders came into like 500 cardboard buckets from somebody he knew. He's like, yeah, I'll take them off your hand. And then Pete, you started selling chicken in the buckets and as a takeout thing. And, you know, threw in some corn and some beans and stuff like that. And that's how they started doing takeout. Dave Thomas of Wendy's fame.
Genius.
He was an early franchisee for Sanders.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Up in Ohio. He's from, is it Lima, I want to say?
Yeah, I think he in the, but I think, I'm not sure he was an Ohio guy or not back then. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. He might have been. You're shooting a lot of holes in my research, and you should, because I just didn't get as deep as I could have in some of these areas. But
doing a great job, buddy.
Big Wendy's guy.
Yeah, speeding tickets and all that. Going with what? You've had a rough week.
Thanks, man.
Sean, keep the accent going, would you?
Yeah.
Apparently, Greg can't do his research right. I'm trying to learn about this KFC guy. Greg just spouting off about Joey Herman.
It's a little Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Yeah. I like
maybe,
it.
I mean, it's certainly probably not.
It's really good. It's really good. All I got. Yeah. Sorry, Colonel.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker. With a website that fits your unique vision, let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Go to Wix.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Dave Thomas was the guy who invented the rotating bucket of chicken sign, you know, like out there in front of the
Dave thing. Thomas did?
Yeah, Dave Thomas did.
That's great.
All right,
yeah.
DT.
By 1960, they had a couple hundred. By 1963, they had over 600. Guys, that's growth right there. That is...
At that time, too.
God, how did I get busted on this one? It's not logarithmic growth. It's...
What's the word? Beans with a
bombs. We don't know, guys.
No, so, it's
let's just stop.
It's a calculus term.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. It goes like because earlier I did this and went logarithmic, and it's not. That's not logarithmic. It's exponential.
Exponential. Yes, growth. Thank you.
Exponential growth. And it became the biggest fast food in the U.S. in 1963. This guy, John Brown, who was an encyclopedia salesman, wanted to come to work for him. And the colonel said, why don't I just sell it to you? Because I don't have any of my heirs. Nobody really wants to do it. I don't think he had any heirs. So
he's going to sell the whole business.
Sell the business. John didn't have any money. He was an idea guy. He brought in Jack Massey. And the colonel was having some doubts about selling. Massey knew that the colonel was a big astrology guy. So he picked a day when his horoscope like said good things and hit him up again. And the colonel said, yes.
Wow.
It's in the cards. It's in the signs. Yeah.
Boy, there are people. There's a world that commits to that.
You know, like, some of these people?
I've met a couple.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're a Taurus. So I don't know. You know, I'm a Scorpio.
Right.
It's not. We shouldn't even be talking right now.
Yeah.
The moon doesn't align. This conversation is all wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go play in water.
Who are these people?
Probably the guy who got thrown off from the Funny Bone.
Oh, okay.
Probably that same guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Apparently.
So I think he sold it in 1964. He got $2 million and he got $40,000 a year, a salary, and he was still the ambassador and the trademark for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I think there was something like he got Canada. He could keep Canada.
He owned those shops.
I think so.
That's cool.
And he sort of had some rights to like quality control, which became a problem.
Well, even them keeping him as the mascot is such a risk. I mean, it speaks to what a large personality
that mascot
he was.
Was gold though. He yeah. started going on Carson regularly. Man. Like, and you think about it, he was the only, like, as far as I know, the only like living mascot, at least at the time. Like,
well, because Tony the Tiger passed away early. People
yeah,
don't
you're
talk
right.
about that.
Yeah, but, yeah. Before he really could have enjoyed his success, mm-hmm. Tony yeah. got out of the business.
Yeah. Like, well, so many of the greats.
I like it.
Thank
I like
you.
What you're doing.
It's good.
Yeah. Paul Bunyan died of a heart attack, I think.
Yeah. Died in the ox's arms, I think.
Did he? My babe, understanding. Baby yeah. blue ox.
Yeah. Wait, are there any other people? Let's think about that.
I mean, Dave Thomas was.
Yeah.
Because he was like a guy, a Wendy's guy, you
but,
know.
But sort of characters like that. I'm no. not sure there's somebody we're missing, but yeah.
Toucan Sam, not a real guy.
Yeah.
You're talking about like whose face is on your actual product.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just kind of out there.
Yeah. Can you
Duncan
say
Hines,
Paul?
Duncan Hines was that.
I can't picture what Duncan Hines looks like.
Neither can I. And yeah. I sold Duncan Hines.
Yeah.
But he was a real guy.
Mm. Paul Newman? Maybe?
Yes.
Oh, it's a great one.
Paul Newman's a great one.
Great one.
Paul Newman is a great one. Nice job.
Very handsome. Good hair.
Oh, yeah. Good looking guy, man. Yeah. Reminds me of you in 2000.
Yeah. 90s Sean and Paul Newman had a lot.
Dead ringer guy.
Yeah. Who needs Bradley Cooper?
Exactly.
You and Paul Newman.
And Paulie.
So if you can imagine, the colonel is like this guy who is all about, like, I built this thing and there's a certain way you need to make these things. And he was all about quality, and he still has some control. And these guys are trying to run a business, and they started to butt heads because
sure.
they made some changes. I think somebody said the colonel's gravy recipe makes great gravy. It also takes a Rhodes Scholar to be able to execute it. Mm. Like some of it was pretty complex. So these guys started to compromise a little bit on quality in the eyes of the colonel.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some controversy. Like, I think he said, they in 1972, they came out with Extra Crispy. This was after the colonel left. He was still an ambassador. Extra Crispy was basically because Church's was getting into the business hard. Mm. Like, Church's was like starting to take some of their market share. They're like, all right, we'll come out with Extra Crispy. The colonel did not like Extra Crispy. What did he say? It's nothing in the world but a dang fried dough ball stuck on some chicken. Yeah.
Boy, not happy.
He called the gravy tastes like wallpaper paste. He at one point, I guess, would go into these restaurants and he'd give me some chicken, you know, sit down and eat some chicken, and he'd throw the chicken on the floor and talk about how bad it was.
How you're working the cashier and the colonel walks in.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine you're like a 16-year-old kid working your job and the colonel's telling you that your chicken's all messed up? Like, I don't know what to do, colonel, you know?
The worst is if he's known for that, like that gets around, like usually when this guy comes in, he starts chucking his food and then some kid cleans, like, oh man, he's here.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody.
He's here, guys. There's a 90% chance this is going to be on the ground.
Get the mop.
Just starts chucking things, man. Yeah, it's like John Taffer in Bar Rescue, just angry.
It's like, what if you were serving drinks at the Funny Bone and that microphone just walked in? How intimidated would you be? Bony.
Yeah. Bony game. Yeah.
Bony is the mascot for the microphone for the uninitiated.
At the Funny Bone.
His nickname is Bony. I think David Tell named him Bony.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just a microphone with a face on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But super nice guy. He would never pull his colonel stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dave was on stage one time with the Bony. So he just looks at them. He's like, look at Bony. Isn't that right, Bony? he would bang his cane on the floor. Here's the thing. Like, generally, I am not a fan of the cell phone era of, like, hey, let's record something and put it on YouTube. Man, that would have been good.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 70s to somehow catch the colonel freaking out and throwing chicken on the floor. That thing would have gone viral.
Yes. Right?
So, I think one of the like franchisees sued him for libel because it's like, hey man, I'm opening a chicken place or whatever, and the guy that's on the bucket of chicken is saying that it's terrible.
Yeah,
you know. So there was some legal things going back and forth. At one point, he opened a restaurant in Shelbyville called Claudia Sanders, the Colonel's Ladies dinner, the Colonel's Lady Dinner House.
Oh boy.
And, you know, basically saying, well, yeah, I can't open Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I can open Claudia Sanders, the Colonel's Lady Dinner House. I'm sure he let Claudia make all the decisions at that place. Yeah,
he's real hands off.
And by the way, kind of a mouthful.
Terrible.
As a name, right?
Yeah. I mean, tricky website to probably pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Wouldn't you just do Mrs. Sanders?
Mrs. Sanders might be a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're a good marketer.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And they got in like the company's like, you can't do that. And then he's like, well, you can't make some changes to the products that I'm standing behind. Mm-hmm. And I think they let him do that. And then they let him, they paid him $1 million because like they sued him and then he sued him back. And it was like, they gave him $1 million to just, you know, go away with this. And I think, he was causing a lot of trouble over Canada too. And then I think he let him have Canada eventually. So, that's a Colonel. Colonel died in, 1980 at 90 years old.
1980.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a while.
That's a good run.
Yeah. So Sean was kind enough to go out and, get some products, did a little better than the Lifesaver, episode. I still would like to see maybe just a little more.
A little more food?
Yeah, just a little more. Yeah.
Well, they say this feeds 4 to 6.
Right. We need volume up on the.
Pieces.
Can you get it on the set? It doesn't pop. Like I would have liked to see maybe two buckets on top of each other as a display or something like that.
You could have talked them out of some buckets.
Man.
I think.
Yeah, you could have just got some empty buckets and put it up there.
We had some issues.
Just think a little bit more on. Oh, you had a problem with the KC?
I'm gonna get in. Like, I thought Lifesavers was a rough run. This was
hard?
Yeah.
He pre-ordered it online and then got there, and they had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, don't do that.
I mean, the doors weren't even open.
Yeah, don't. Like, so I thought we should try some stuff. I'm not going to eat a ton of chicken. Tim is a vegetarian. He's not going to eat any chicken, but Sean did pick up some mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we got some stuff.
Some corn. Here's a... Randy was kind enough to get us some... paper towels. Randy, are these Bounty paper towels?
No.
No, man. Those are Sam Club paper towels, dude. Come on, dude. Take the. You got the water, dude. Take the win. Take the win.
Man, I think this... let me pitch an idea for the band. Could it be called, like, generic Stevie Nicks or something? Store brand Stevie Nicks? That might be a good name for your band, no?
That'd be good.
You don't care for it?
No.
Fine. Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't respond to that.
Great value.
Great value. I think value, Stevie Nicks. Might be good. Sean, you want some chicken?
Yeah, throw it over, man.
Here, take some chicken there.
I don't know, though, if I should eat this. This stuff makes me pretty soporific.
Soporific?
I think I got it.
Unbelievable.
Soporific.
I definitely used it right. I might have
S-O-P-O-R-I-F-I-C.
Induces.
I've seen it, but I don't know what it means.
Never heard it.
It's like something I think that can like induce you to get sleepy or tired. Which I guess I should have said turkey.
Is an adjective.
Trending.
Tending.
Tending to induce drowsiness for sleep.
It's an adjective, yeah. Tending to induce drowsiness or sleep. Quote, the motion of the train had a somewhat soporific effect.
So you got close. You didn't use it right, but you got close.
I'm just saying that you would say turkey. Turkeys say they make people tired.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you soporific. You would describe this chicken.
The chicken is soporific, not you. You said that would make you soporific.
Oh, all right.
But if you've heard him talk sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you're lucky you got that, man. You're lucky I got that.
You can be a little soporific.
If you've heard Sean talk a few times, he can put you to sleep. So.
Boy, that is a great one. Never heard that word in my life.
Yeah, good job.
Just a really, really strong one. Soporific. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. Corn, not bad.
Yeah, what else we got over there?
Oh, Soporific would be a good name for a bad podcast.
Yes. That'd be a great name for a bad podcast. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, I do too, man.
How's the mashed potatoes, buddy?
I don't know if this makes sense. They taste just fine, but they do not taste like mashed potatoes.
Yep. I could see that.
Like,
because they're not.
I'm like, okay, this flavor is fine with me.
Not wrong.
Does not remind me of mashed potatoes.
Sean, well, how's the chicken?
Great. I always like it. Yeah.
This is original recipe, right?
Yeah.
Not extra crispy. Do they still have extra crispy?
Yeah, no, they still have it.
Okay. All right.
As far as I know.
Okay. I tried the corn. I'm going to try the chicken. We need to work out a thing on this podcast. When somebody's eating, the other guy has to take over and talk a little
bit. You go ahead and eat.
Yeah.
You go ahead and eat.
Yeah, you go ahead and eat, man, and Tim and I will talk about his bootleg mashed potatoes.
I am blown away at the sides here, just how small of a little dish these sides are in, right? I mean, the portions are tiny, and mostly fast food, you see stuff getting kind of bigger and bigger. This is absolutely tiny. And it's strange. I mean, sides are not meant to be eaten all in this same thing. You know what I mean? Like, I want a different amount of corn than I do coleslaw, mashed potatoes, but they fit them all into these tiny things.
Yeah.
I think
it's
interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're obviously just going for quantity, man. They're saying, hey, look, you get like 8 things in here.
Right, just a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Boy, they're...
And we didn't even talk about these yet.
Oh, the nuggets.
I didn't even know about this. I think they just gave them to me because I was ready to flip out, so...
I wonder how long they've been in the nugget game.
It's a good question, man. I don't know. I think they got to be not more than 5 years, my guess.
For a minute, they were doing plant-based stuff there, too, but I think they immediately stopped.
Oh, and plant, yeah.
Nope.
I might have to check that out.
Greg, you're not
having
it.
Are they bad?
Oh, my gosh.
Greg is spitting out the nugget.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. I did really like the chicken, though.
Really? You did?
Yeah, the chicken I thought was fantastic.
What was wrong with the nugget?
Okay, here's the problem. It's not a nugget. That's the problem. This is like a mashed potato.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man. This is not chicken.
It can't be chicken.
I don't know what to tell you. It basically tastes like a mashed potato fried.
Let me see it.
Go ahead. Be careful, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to eat it.
The consistency just...
Yeah.
I can't do it. Corn's good. Yeah.
Yeah, really investigate that, Tim. See what we're dealing with.
Oh, no, you're right.
It's
not chicken.
Yeah, maybe it's like...
I think it's cauliflower.
It might be cauliflower. But it says chicken on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says chicken on it, man. But there was,
man,
it was kind of a rough day. So,
what is this?
I don't know, man, but I went through it. The next 6 to 12 hours are critical for me, so keep an eye on me.
Yeah.
I took the thing down.
I cannot. That's.
I think these are mashed potato bites.
Yeah, probably what they are.
Those are mashed potato bites.
Yeah.
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 They just probably ran out of mashed potato.
Which, when you're expecting one thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got to be mashed, right?
Yeah, I think so, man. Seriously. Yeah. I think you're all right. Yeah.
As a mashed potato bite.
Pretty good. That's what you're expecting.
I see what Greg's having.
Yeah. You're expecting a mashed potato.
Greg's brain is thick and chicken, and then it comes out.
Yeah. I was like, that's just.
Because if you're eating what is really chicken and it tastes like a mashed potato, you got a real problem on your hands.
But you're right. The box says nuggets. And it says 100% white meat.
I'm talking about, guys.
Yeah, that is 100% not white meat.
If the Colonel's alive today, man, he'd be over there. He'd be thrown out on the floor.
What would he say?
What would he say? Colonel?
I'll say.
That's foghorn leghorn.
That's
same thing.
Is it the same?
No.
Apparently, these guys.
Yeah.
These guys are serving fake chicken nuggets and putting mashed potatoes in. Then he just chucks it on the floor.
Yeah. The colonel likes to start most of his sentences with the word apparently.
Well, yeah.
That's the key to your character, isn't it?
So fun.
At the heart of it, it's the funny bone guy.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't like chicken.
Yeah.
Heck and Dougie fried chicken.
Yeah. I'd like to go to fun facts if we could.
Oh, just like that.
Just like that.
But my own little fun fact I always find fascinating that I associate with KFC. They switched the name to KFC.
Yes. 1991.
Randy, are you familiar with, you must be, Buckethead?
Yeah.
Joe Lenig?
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a world famous guitarist who was in Guns N' Roses for a period of time, who his entire career just wears a KFC bucket on his head.
Oh, yeah?
And then wears a mask. No one knows who he is. No one really knows what his story is, but he is this revered guitarist who
Randy
wears,
ever played with
KFC
this guy
thing at all times.
Nope. I've had some chicken with him though.
Okay.
Is that right?
Are you looking at him as a member of the Stevie Nicks project?
I got a kind of feeling he'll be trying to steal the show with that bucket of chicken on his head vegetarians in the band, you know?
He's in a Buckethead tribute. They wear churches things on their head. Yeah, it's kind of an ode, of the cap.
I don't know if it's a tip of the cap or not.
Tip of the bucket.
Yeah.
All right, fun facts. Here we go. Only two KFC execs are allowed to know the 11 herbs and spices.
Wow.
So then each franchise, I guess you're just getting them pre-mixed already?
I don't know if they're franchises anymore. At one point, they bought them all, and maybe they are now again. But just to, I probably skipped, some of the later stuff got a little bit tedious and uninteresting, but they sold to a company, Massey and John Brown sold to a company called Hubline, and then they sold to Pepsi, who spun it off as Yum Brands. Yeah.
Which is, right. What else do they have? It's
Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, I think.
Huge.
Yeah.
Louisville, you know the name of the arena?
Yum
Brands.
KFC.
Yum Center. Oh, okay. The KFC Yum Center.
Oh, okay.
In Louisville? That's cool.
KFC Yum Center. Be very, very, they're very proud.
There were several attempts to compete with KFC to include Mini Pearl Fried Chicken, Maryland Fried Chicken, and Daniel Boone Fried Chicken.
Wow.
I'll never forget when they switched to KFC, Dennis Miller doing it on Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. Do you remember that?
And he's like,
they've changed their name, more health conscious, to KFC, which is snappier. The colonel got into a gunfight with a competitor. Matt Stewart, a rival gas station owner, was painting over the colonel's advertisements. The colonel and some Shell execs went over to confront Stewart. Stewart shot and killed Shell district manager Robert Gibson. The colonel shot Stewart and ruined him. Wounded him, sorry.
Ruined him.
I mean, it was bad. They killed a guy.
Yeah, they killed a guy.
Over people painting over signs.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Somebody paints over that. If Nate comes in here.
Greg will shoot him.
And paints over that. I'm not going to shoot him, but there's going to be bad blood.
Well, yeah.
I don't see Nate pulling something like that. Nickerson? I could see Nickerson coming in here.
Yes.
And painting some sort of don't make me come back there.
I don't know if you know this. Randy pats him down before he comes in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be too safe these days, man. Security here is tight.
Yep. Yeah, Randy, can we get metal detectors?
Ooh. We'll have to probably. I'm gonna have to ask Adrian about
He's
that.
He's like,
dude.
I don't know. If, I don't know. Much, Sam man. Sells metal detectors.
Let's see if this Stevie Nicks tribute takes off.
Get back. I don't know if there's generic metal detectors. I think those are all branded. I can't
call Otis, man. They might sign off. I know they're an elevator game.
Yeah,
mostly,
Otis might do it.
Thinking.
I mean, they're there for us.
Yeah.
KFC won a lawsuit against some internet jerks that spread rumors that KFC created chickens with 6 wings and 8 legs. There were photos. Remember this? The photos were going around and people were like, oh, they're genetically engineering them so that they have more, you know, wings and legs for them to put out there.
What are we talking? What's the time frame of this?
It wasn't true. That I do not have in my research.
Okay.
That would have to be during the internet.
Yeah. No, I just don't remember it. That's
I would think so, but people, there were things back in the day that kind of got out there, but you're probably right. Because I don't think people even cared that much about.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't putting them in comic books or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The finger licking good slogan didn't work in China because in China it translated to "We'll eat your fingers off."
Whoa,
KFC, we'll eat your fingers off.
You think
how far did they get before they realized it wasn't going to fly?
I don't know. Apparently, pretty far.
Yeah.
Do you think there was like some at least like 2 or 3 weirdo
who were into
Chinese
that?
People that were into that kind of thing? There was hey.
Hear about the fingers? Yeah. They're like, here, use this hand.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Yeah, you're right there.
They tried Kentucky roast beef and Colonel Sanders Inns. Both failed.
Yeah, they had like a hotel chain.
And they
also tried Kentucky roast beef.
Oh, these were spinoffs.
They were spinoffs. They felt like the Colonel was so big that you could just put his face on anything and he would sell it.
H. Salt Esquire Fish and Chips had a decent run in California, but closed in 1987.
Yeah, that was a project from KFC.
And then in 91, changed from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC. But then it seems that they've changed back. I mean, even on this stuff that Sean got today, it says Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I don't see KFC on here anywhere.
You know what I don't see on there? Mashed potato bites.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. What is the front? Does it say KFC on any of it? I think they're fully back.
Boy, I think you're right, Tim.
I think they're fully back to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's not KFC anymore?
Mm-mm.
Randy, could you see if they switched back? I don't think they did.
Well, then, what are these? They're just old containers from pre-1991?
I would say they're probably like, it's a soft reboot, maybe, where it's like, let's put it on the...
Oh, the company is still
Yeah, but the company's still probably called KFC.
Yeah, but...
I mean, okay. I think the signs...
At a store? Do you remember today?
KFC has not gone back to being called Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah.
Officially changed its name.
But they probably have... I think there's a little bit of both, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like, hey, let's see what they say if it's on there.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny.
I wonder what a shop says. But yeah, I mean, they're... I mean, that's weird.
The shops... The signs say KFC, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if
But the menu, I mean, I wonder if it's not, it's probably more than just the bags, but
yeah.
Just some research.
Do you think that like they really thought in 91, people are like, I need to get something healthy. Let's go to KFC. I didn't feel like Kentucky Fried Chicken was healthy, but KFC sounds like a healthy place. And somebody's like, hey, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's still fried, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think they were trying to offer more things.
It's called KFC. Nobody knows what the F stands for.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
KFC introduced the Double Down in 2010. Do you remember this? Two pieces of fried chicken instead of a bun. It was very successful. 15 million sold from 2011 to 2013. It was on the top of the list of like the most caloric everything all the time. I mean, it just got beat up.
The only reason I remember this is like I remember Biggerstaff talking about it, our buddy Bob Biggerstaff, who's slimmed down quite a bit. He had some health problems, but and that was in the heyday of him eating like just junk food.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
felt like it was his responsibility when one of these things came out that he needed to go try it for everybody and review. And he like put something online. He was like, guys, I just haven't had time to get over there, but I will check out the Double Down. Yeah, I think that was the
Double
Down.
It was two pieces of fried chicken, right?
Two pieces of fried chicken instead of a bun, you know?
Right, because the fried chicken's loaded with carbs, right?
And then what was it, grilled chicken in between?
Yeah, I thought there was one that they were trying to kind of pitch the low-carb thing.
Oh, they got way in on that.
That was
like, I remember some...
Huge.
One of the criticisms of the whole low-carb movement, Atkins and all that, was somebody's like, I read some magazine like, now they're trying to tell us that fried chicken is health food. Because they were trying to get in on all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two fried chicken fillets instead of bread along with cheese, bacon. Oh, bacon.
Yeah.
Why not? And mayo. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no wonder it's called Double Down. Double down on your health.
What's that?
I'm saying, you know, you already like the bacon addition on that sandwich is pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not something you mess with if you're letting yourself go.
No. Well, yeah.
Sean's definitely.
I'm sorry. I'm still confused.
Unclear on it. Yeah.
Sorry.
According to a 1970 New Yorker article, the Colonel, quote, knocks the public dead with his flattery. But if you get close to him in a crowd, you can hear him muttering a running commentary to himself. Quotes include, that gal's really let herself go. Look at the size of that one. I don't know when I've seen so many fat ones. Lord, look at them waddle. And reportedly, the colonel swore like a sailor.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Yeah, colonel.
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
And I think he tried to stop, too, at one point.
The cursing or
the cursing.
Like, talking terribly about...
Now, that part he kept in. He's I'm not changing there. But this language is just inappropriate.
Yeah.
He's complaining about people being fat. It's like, you're doing it, man. Yeah. You're the one putting two pieces of fried chicken on a sandwich.
I don't think... Well, yeah, the colonel probably wouldn't be happy with a Double Down. Maybe he would. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Might have thrown it on the floor.
Yeah. Those are your fun facts.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one, half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
I like them.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
That was
appreciate
a lot of
that.
Man, what a good time over there. Good job, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Nice work. I like the way you acted them out.
Happy to do it. Yeah.
Always enjoy it. You want to do some comments?
Yeah, let's get into the comments. Comments mostly. So we will get to comments from the Lifesavers episode. But
yeah.
This is because we're a little bit behind on the comments. We're going to go with a little bit of the Chips Ahoy episode and then more from the Crest episode with our buddy Troy. But I will say that from the Lifesavers episode, people are finding Lifesavers everywhere. We started the episode, the Lifesavers episode. Sean right. couldn't find just the regular old-fashioned Lifesavers. So we did the episode, and we didn't have any. We had the mint ones. We had gummy ones.
Yeah.
Sean said, guys, I tried so many places, and a lot of people in the coterie, on the Facebook group, and in the YouTube comments have said that they found them.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, I said that people were going to find them. I just said I couldn't. I went to 10 different stores, and I couldn't find them.
Yeah, I think it was like 7 last time.
Mm. Maybe it was 7.
I don't know.
Gas station. That's if you find them at a gas station, then I'll sing your praise.
Did you try a grocery store?
Yeah, Schnucks. And okay. Schnucks and Deerbergs.
Okay. You tried both?
Yeah. The only thing I
did you go to the candy
try.
Aisle?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, well, it said summer sausage was
I will say I went to a gas station this weekend and looked for some Lifesavers and I could not find anything but what Sean found.
Oh, wow.
It's the gummies everywhere.
It's gummies and Wintogreen. I bought some Wintogreen, but I did see several pictures from the coterie.
100%. Yeah. They're out there. It's just I don't think they're out there as they're not as ubiquitous as Snickers or Milky Way or something.
No, they're not. But I think maybe you missed it at the grocery store. I don't know that. I need to get to a Schnucks and see.
Hey, man, good luck. The only one who said this, Walgreens claimed they had them. If you Google that. And they did not. So there you go. That's what I got. I tried. And then you could cheat code and do Amazon.
But did you really go to a Schnucks and a Deerberg?
Yeah. Yeah. I spent, I don't know, almost 2 hours trying to get it, which today was funny because I spent about 3 dealing with that, which was just hilarious. So I'm out. Whatever we're doing next, Tim, you're running on record. Randy, you heard it first.
I don't think I've ever had a problem picking up product for these things.
You got a problem with me picking it up. There's always like some complaint. You didn't get the right amount. They didn't have it.
I don't know, man.
You should have spent $800 in chicken, you know, to showcase.
I always spend a lot of money. I would totally reimburse you.
You're also rich. We've talked about
this.
For,
I would reimburse you. I just like it to look nice on the shelf. Randy built that shelf. He built this table.
He did.
It's a little weak.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Of course.
And I say this with love to KFC or whatever they're called. I go, hey, the sides, I go, does it have the brand name on it? And the gentleman said, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. It says, and then he showed me that box. He's like, yeah, they all look like that. I'm like, great. And of course.
It's got KFC on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's hard to see
it's
on a camera.
Pretty hard to see.
On a camera. So yeah. What I'm saying is I thought all the sides were going to look like that box.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. So I was like, oh, we're going to showcase 10 boxes.
Yeah, it's not something that you're good at, but you'll get better.
Yeah. All right, let's do some comments.
Do comments and just talk about it.
The Coterie Consumer comments with Convy. Ugh, Misfit says, again, Crest episode. I realized while listening that you guys typically eat or drink whatever food brand you're doing, and I was full on expecting you guys to brush your teeth in unison on the podcast.
We should have done that.
Would have been better.
No,
the Ben Minute.
Randy with a big head shake. No.
8657 said, after Kristen, the English teacher, commented about show summaries. Remember, Kristen said, who writes those? It's so well written and was very, very complimentary. So people were then checking out the description on that episode. So right after they read that, they immediately looked down and saw the first sentence. This week, day guys, welcome Greg. I'm not sure Kristen would be so happy about this one. I'm going to assume that's been corrected since, but fair enough. Courtney Jackson 7 said, I run a high-profile digital business for a large retailer, and part of my job is taking executives from our suppliers on tours to see the innovations that we have at our location. I have twice been able to wow them with facts from their brands because the consumers mention them on their episodes. I love the show, y'all.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. We're out there helping people.
Yeah, we are.
Do their job.
So important.
Yeah.
Greg, you're not going to like this. The typical American commented and said, starting to suspect that this Brazzy guy is not real. It's some kind of Fight Club scenario going on in Greg's head, and Brazzy is his Tyler Durden.
Brazzy's a real guy. Texted me this weekend.
Hmm. Typical Americans not buying it. Yeah. And then Kane Kohler, R6B, said...
Bro, Brazzy's a public figure. Google him.
Hmm. Oh, so Google, are we. Google Tyler Durden, yeah. Kane Kohler, R6B, said Brazzy is getting faker every episode.
Man. Hey, two shots.
I think we need him to show up. It'll happen.
Yeah, that's really the move, man.
Let's get him in here.
Fly him in. Get him at the table.
Get him in, straight to the GIF studios.
I think he can. I think he can access the Smucker's jet. I'm not sure if he can rationalize our podcast.
Yeah, he can.
You think so?
For sure.
Yeah, you're always very loose with what Brazzy can or cannot do.
True or false, that thing runs on jelly, because that's what I've heard.
Yeah, it does. It does. No, that's definitely true.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Darth Elliott said, next month.
Darth Elliott is a frequent contributor.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Does a nice job.
Darth Elliott said, next month, I'm going with my family to see Dusty Slay. My goal is to get everyone mumbling like Greg's impression of the fans as Dusty walks out. He walks out.
Netflix, Dusty Slay.
People enjoyed that. Kelly Dolan, 6492, said, you guys are great. My favorite Nate Land podcast. And so glad you aren't Southern.
Whoa. Well, that's going to be her battle in the room there.
Yeah. Wait till Sean breaks out this Colonel Sanders character.
Yeah, right. She might be disappointed.
She may run for the hills.
She just mentioned, because we mentioned that it's a big difference in the pacing of the Nate Land podcast versus our podcast, is they've got those Southern roots, and it just sort of affects the
slow
pace.
And easy. And it's like a nice glass of iced tea.
Yeah, yeah. And we got an East Coaster on ours.
Yeah.
Where we're like a nice thing of chicken, mashed potatoes, whatever.
That Kelly adds, Greg, can't wait to see you in Irvine on the 21st. I will be introducing two friends to your comedy.
Oh, that's cool, man.
There you go, man. Nice. Yeah. That's really
I did see
nice.
That comment. That's May 21st.
May
21st.
Right?
It's coming up.
It's a good one.
First public performance after the special comes out, I believe.
Ooh, nerve-wracking.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Sean's people would say. Mitch Johnston, 2410, says, backing up Jeffrey Ryan, 1609, Greg sounds as underwater as his tire, and Sean brings a Richard Simmons-esque volume and energy. Oh, underwater is your tire because of that.
I got it.
And
right
a deep cut. And Sean sounds Richard Simmons-esque. I know this is a sensitive subject.
Disagree with that.
I know it's a sensitive subject for a seasoned sound professional like Randy, but I think this is a solvable equation.
Okay.
We made some adjustments today that I feel pretty good about. Did you want to weigh in, Randy?
Yeah, it being a family podcast, I'll weigh in on this. There are times in life when like somebody speaks a little louder, and there are times when people speak a little lower. And sometimes microphones on the other side of the room pick up the person speaking a lot louder than the other person.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's a reasonable answer.
I think that's as salty as Randy has been on this podcast.
The ladies are fanning themselves off.
I also think that's as much as he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I stuck the landing.
Same topic, Phil Jonesen said, I like how Sean talks so loud that everyone else's mic picks him up so well that they don't even turn his microphone on.
Isn't that wrong? I do try and be mindful. I mean, look, that's never going to change. I'm just going to be loud, but I try and not. I'm like, when it's going too hot, I was like, hey, just take it down a notch. Yeah,
you're doing great.
How about three notches?
Maybe three.
We talked previously about, if Randy were to come on as a guest, what brand would we do with Randy? Mary Claire Luck John 6108 said, guys, Randy is his own brand. He's shooting for your next guest.
Randy is his own brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did we... It would be one of those guitar companies, right? Gibson. Or...
I would something music related for sure.
What guitar would you like us to do, Randy?
I would go with either Fender or Ernie Ball Music Man.
Mm. Okay,
that's what I would. What do you think, recommend?
Tim? Both good tracks there.
Yeah, Fender's such a classic, and people kind of know.
Yeah.
The Ernie Ball thing I think is really interesting. So either one, those would both be great.
All right.
Randy, you have a standing invitation from me.
So Randy comes on as a guest, And then we have who produced the podcast?
Eric.
Eric's going to produce it.
All right.
Is he trained up? Can he do it?
Yeah, he could do it. I switched some things up. I upgraded our interface, and he could.
Man, it felt like the interface was a little bit upgraded when I sat down.
We were talking about it before the show
for a while.
We were having all this interface problems.
And how about the mainframe? Did you tweak the mainframe as well?
Working on it. Okay. Working on it right now. Working on it.
Getting that vibe.
Yeah. This is how way off base I am and non-technical. I was telling some of my friends that I thought we had a big problem with our outer face.
Yeah, no,
that's not it.
That's an easy one to get mixed up.
Okay,
yeah, sure. Right, do that all the time. I'll do Gabe first. Gabriel, weighed in.
Unfamiliar. Who's this guy?
Oh, Gabriel. He ranks the jokes we make.
I know who Gabriel is.
We all know who Gabriel is.
We all know who Gabriel is.
Gabe said, "Fight this gingivitis." Vastly superior to succotash, but only because when Tim said it, Greg said, "What was that? Try it again." Like a disappointed dad.
I was not disappointed. I thought it warranted more attention. And I am an advocate for fight dis gingivitis.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding.
Got to raise awareness. Yeah, people seem to like it.
It was a featured clip, I believe.
It was. People seem to like it. And then finally, I thought this was worth bringing up. This is from the Chips Ahoy Bates episode. We talked about, you know, the different things in Nashville, famously dipping the Kit Kat into the Jif and how good that was. Cameron Hadley, 8209, said, "I've tried many household snacks dipped in Jif. The one that becomes a real problem is Oreos. It is obviously one of the least healthy things I've ever done, but Oreo dipped in Jif is one of the most addicting snacks I've introduced to my taste buds."
Really? We should do that because we're a Jif podcast, but Oreo was one of our early episodes one of our more successful episodes, and can't believe we haven't done it.
Yeah, we should. We should get like a few different types of Oreos and then do a blind taste test. We'll put a blindfold on you guys.
That's
and
fine.
Then you grab.
Again, it was just a bit that you completely did not get the point of. It was a dumb bit.
I don't think anyone did. Literally, that's the only problem.
Troy and Tim knew exactly what was going on.
Well,
Randy knew exactly what was
going on.
Tim
and I will talk because Tim, I don't think, is playing it both ways. Because Tim told me he didn't know what's going on.
Wait, what?
That's such a lie. Everybody knew that was a joke.
What? But what? No, seriously.
Let me explain it to you again.
What am I supposed to do there?
This is boring.
It is boring. Let's not do it. Yeah, you're right.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's soporific.
Sorry. It's very soporific. super soporific.
Yeah.
We'll
do it.
Those are your comments. Thank you, guys. And keep those comments coming. Obviously, on the YouTube channels. Comment on those clips. I can't tell you enough. That helps quite a bit.
Yes.
And then the Consumers Podcast fan page on Facebook, which is great. And then I'll remind you again, this is the week. Greg's
this is big. We really want to lock in on this.
Greg Warren's new special, The Champ, is out Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Nateland YouTube channel. So if you watch the podcast on YouTube, it's this channel that you're on right now, you're well aware. But if you're just a listener, hop over on that Nateland YouTube channel.
Hold on a second.
This Friday.
We have a guy. We have a guy here.
Oh, I know.
That speaks to those people. Like,
yeah.
He knows that's one of, like, you've always taken care of the audio people, right?
Yeah, you want to take it from here?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's what I do. Yeah.
So should they, what do you have advice?
Tell them what to do, man.
It's like I'm speaking a different language.
I don't identify with these people, obviously. You've called me out on it several times. I don't even know how to talk to them. What I'm hoping is some of our audio listeners will actually go to YouTube and watch my special. How do I tell them to do that, Sean?
Yeah. You would just go to Greg Warren in YouTube. Hit enter and then boom.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to get you there.
Well,
that morning, that would really be surprising.
I would go so far as to say it may eventually get there, but yeah.
I mean, okay, you could go to, obviously, I guess, Nateland.
Yeah.
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 The Nateland YouTube channel.
I'd be stunned in disbelief if you typed in Greg Warren and it didn't.
How about
first link come up?
Friday morning,
yeah, idea.
Anytime after 10 a.m., if you type in Greg Warren, The Champ, I think you'll find it. It's called The Champ.
So that would certainly work.
Yeah. Not only watch it, comment on it. That helps as well. But then share it. Anyone that has a sense of humor, whether they know Greg or Nate Land or any of that, share that special. Get it out.
Share, like, smash that like
button.
Smash that like button, guys.
Thank you.
The smash the like button helps the brand. I don't know if it actually helps us in the micro.
the actual consumers.
What do you mean?
Because we're on Nate's.
No, it's we're all one.
Obviously, it helps. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
quit
but
trying
it just helps.
To create tension between us and Nickerson. Yeah, quit doing it.
All right, man.
If anybody should have a problem with them,
I was
it's
just saying,
me.
Maybe just smash the like button.
He spilled coffee all over my rug. Rug is now gone,
which led to mold problems.
Oh, is it gone?
Yeah, some are saying that might be the mold.
Yeah, yeah.
In that case, Nickerson cost me thousands of dollars.
Oh man,
I'm gonna do his podcast. I was thinking about driving down to San Diego cause I'm going to be in LA. Mm. That's where Nickerson lives. And, I told him, if I do come to do it live, get your carpet ready. Cause I got some coffee.
Dude, just mid podcast, 30 just, minutes in, you just go and just stare him dead in the eye.
Yeah,
turn that mug upside down.
I like it, Tim.
In front of his wife and everything.
I would do it except for his wife is there and she's just very, very
a delight.
Lovely. Yeah.
Or is it homage to the colonel? Bring in a bucket of KFC,
dump it,
throw it on the floor,
and just and then wait. What? Why this?
It's a great idea.
And why are you throwing it? And he's like, "Hey man, if you were there, there you go." Yeah. Apparently, this Popeyes makes better chicken. Boom.
He's getting this character.
Yeah, he is.
He is really getting into
it.
Oh
my God, man! Yeah. Trust people
that
go.
Is it.
Go
that's one speed, man. See, is that or nothing?
People go see Sean open for you in a couple weeks, and he just comes out in the full colonel attire and starts doing the accent.
Yeah, and he's going to be like Gallagher.
I got a dog.
He's just going to start throwing chicken.
Yeah, that would be fun, man.
Yeah, man. And it's in his rider. He's going to have three buckets of chicken to throw on the floor.
That's a good act. Nickerson's podcast also, when you go in there, I think you got to put up, like just walk in the studio and again, 10 minutes in at the podcast, put up a poster of what's your wrestling quote?
Oh,
that
it's,
he hates.
It's from Dan Gable. Yeah.
Put up the Dan Gable.
Once
thing.
You have wrestled, everything else in life is easy.
I want it hanging in the Don't Make Me Come Back There podcast studio.
He hates that quote.
He's got a whole bit about it. Yeah.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah. He was
tough.
Again, love Nickerson, but he comes in here. What's he doing? He's running bits. What's Woodhull do?
Yeah.
Just
facts, viral videos.
Facts, creates viral videos. I mean,
3.4 million or something.
That thing is still going.
It's still going.
Still going, yeah. Man.
Nickerson's 7 views.
And we got a ton of unfollows. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah man. Yeah. We did.
Numbers just downshifted that day. Very bizarre. Very bizarre.
We have been Three Rednecks Reading Wikipedia.
Go watch The Champ.